gaguim to leave the bria and to go back to his mekor, to go back to his shayrish. She doesn't explain you what this means. And the neshama is a bechina of ein soif. The neshama is a chelak al kaim imal. The neshama is a bechina of ein soif. And the neshama comes down into a goof. It feels very confined. It feels imprisoned. What's the oinish of being in prison? You got a small cell around you. You're in a little prison cell, and you're chalishing just to get out. You want to move, broaden a bit. The whole musik of a neshama coming down into the goof is a chelak of bleak wolf. Hasn't got limits. Comes down into a confined goof. But everything in this world has midos, has measurements. Here it begins and here it ends, and has limitations. The neshama the whole time is plotting. It wants to leave the goof. Hagav, that's why the neshama goes into the moyach. Hanashama shel moichi, because the moyach is the only chelak of the person that can take in an unlimited amount of information. Oh, unlimited! That's where the neshama feels ashtekel comfortable over here. But that's the yisod, that's the nakuda. The best illustration for this is the Mishkan. The Mishkan, and Ramatl always calls the Parshas Truma. Parshas Truma, which is a parsha of the Mishkan. Ramatl calls it a trick in a parsha. He says it's a dry parsha. He says the whole parsha, the Mishkan, I don't know, the whole parsha talks about Ahava and fires and Nechvais and all it talks about is this is this in this measurement, this is this in this measurement, this is 2 amas by 2, this is 1.5 by 2.5, and that's the whole parsha. What's the vote? Oh, the vote is, that's what we're saying. The vote is that the Mordechai Shpos came down into the Bais HaMikdash, into the Mishkan, but it was all coming down into measurements. So therefore, the Bais HaMikdash, the Mishkan, was the place where there was the greatest feeling, where you just want to plot and you want to go up back into Shemayim, because the greatest Bli Gvul was coming into the greatest Gvul, and that's what the Mishkan was. That's why the Mishkan was Toichai Rotsav Ahava. That's why the Mishkan was Kulei Ahava. The Mishkan was Kulei Bechinas Nodav Aviyu. They just wanted to take off and go back up to Shemayim, because the greatest Or Bli Gvul came down into the greatest Gvul. Hagav, that's why in the Kodesh Kadoshim, which is where Nodav Aviyu actually took off, that was their launching pad. Is there, that's the mokim, taka, the mokim, the Bais HaMikdash, which is Bli Gvul. The Oron was Einim in Amida. The Oron didn't take up any room. It was a nest. The Oron didn't take up any room in the Mishkan. There was no legs to the Oron. Rashi says in the Pasuk, Vasisa Oron, Rashi says, Oron is Bli Raglaim. It doesn't have legs. It can't stay here. It doesn't have an Amida on the ground. What did it have instead of legs? It had Kruvim. What did the Kruvim have? Wings. What were wings? Paris taken a fine. Wings take a person back up. The Mokum HaKodesh Kadoshim was an illustration of what the Mishkan was all about. It was a feeling that if you bring a Bli Gvul down into Gvul, it just wants to go up. That was the Darg of Yitzchak Avinu. Yitzchak Avinu is the Darg of Din. Din means Gvulim, Tzimtzumim. That's why we know the Shibud of Mitzrayim was really 400 years. But we really were only Mitzrayim 210 years. Where did the Cheshma begin? From Leidos Yitzchak. Why Leidos Yitzchak? Because Mitzrayim is Meitzar Yam. Meitzar means Gvul. Yam is Bli Gvul. So Mitzrayim was the Bechina, the same Bechina as the Neshama comes down into the Guf. That's what Klal Yisrael looked like in Mitzrayim. They were confined to the Meitzar. They wanted to burst out. And our Meitzar Karosi Ka, Noni Bamecha Ka. That began from the late of Yitzchak Avinu. Yitzchak Avinu is the Darga where he feels confined. Midas Adin makes Gvul his limitations in Tzumim. And he feels that he just wants to go out. That's the koyach, and that's where emes every yid should feel, as we said yesterday. When a person starts davening, a person feels that emes he's got koyaches in him that are bleak vul, and every time he wants to get out somewhere, meaning every time he wants to mamish break and learn another daf, there's always limitations, there's always gvulas, there's always stumbling blocks, there's always everything comes up and says, no, stop over here. What do you mean stop over here? Plap! And that's what the Ribbono Shel Olam wants. The Ribbono Shel Olam wants a person to be down in this world and to feel all the time that he wants to break gvulim. And because we have a chelak elokim imal in us, so we must be mamim b'emunah shleima that we can do it, that we can break all the gvulim, and there's no gvulim or olam hazeh that can actually hold us in. Karaz min ameitza karazi ka'onani b'merchav ka. Tver Shleima says that if a yid doesn't have emunah in his own koiches b'li gvul, he hasn't got emunah in the Ribbono Shel Olam. V'yaminu b'Hashem u'v'moshe avdoi. The same way that everybody's moida the Ribbono Shel Olam is b'li gvul, same thing everybody has to feel of a Moshe Avda, that every Yid has a koyach of Bli Gvul in him and he can pluck through everything. And that's the koyach and that's the hashpah that comes down in the darga of Mr. Nefesh, of wanting to break the Gvul and wanting to go back to the Shosh and to connect to unlimited powers and unlimited koyachas that every Yid has. You see, Mamish Bechush, when all of you went to Yeshiva Masama the first time, so Chvais, you thought Sundays is always difficult. You used to, back in America, Sundays is a relaxing day. You catch the 10 o'clock minute, and suddenly, you know, Matzah Shabbos is a minimum 10 hours sleep, otherwise I can't get up. And suddenly you realize that 6 hours is even too much. And suddenly you realize you keep on breaking gvulim. A life of an Oved Hashem is a life of somebody that keeps on breaking gvulim. And we discussed the Rosh Hashanah and Sibah. That's the emes of Derech HaMelech. Derech HaMelech is catering for people who have a Moedik HaTshuka. A Moedik HaTshuka, and they're in all the Gvulim. They're in yeshivas where there's a morning Seder, a second Seder. That doesn't satisfy them. They want to break Gvulim. And this is the place of Mitzvah Shem where we have to break the Gvulim in Mitzvah Shem.